When we recorded the last album, I said at the end of that process, I remember vividly saying in an interview, I wouldn't record an album like that the next time. I wanted to move on and do something different. I wanted to explore a few different ideas, singing in a different language, not necessarily English, adding a different texture that way to the record, but also I definitely knew I wanted to tie in the imagery in a different way and have the imagery directly reflect the content. I asked Craig Mackay to do the images because I felt that he would understand the narrative of the record and also the story behind it, the idea, the feel behind it. And I felt very much that his style would work well with the music and the content on the record. I didn't have a specific idea of what the images would be like. It was a bit of a free fall for me because I had given control to Mr. Mackay to do what he wanted. But I did set some parameters. I said there were to be no nudity or dead animals, and we got away with most of that. Although it's me on the album cover, it's not really me. Everyone's always asking me about the feathers. What's on your head? And why? So those beautiful feathers were from a barn owl, found at the side of the road. And I loved the idea that Craig had to reimagine them as something beautiful and otherworldly in the form of a headdress. And of course the birds are very much a connection to the other world, a creature of the night, and again a connection to that slightly more darker side to the record.
Hello, it's Misha Julie Fowlis, hashing in Glasgow, hashing the studio, I guess hashing either we go with in a choir urakin. Uam. The new album is called Uam, UAM, which means from me in Scottish Gaelic. This album is kind of from me, my little offering of songs and tunes. We wanted to do something a little bit different perhaps to what has come before. We've toured so much over the last 2 years that every now and again a new song or tune has kind of come into our repertoire, and I suppose in a way this album really reflects travelling to the States, spending time in Ireland, all these things, whether you realise it or not, influence who you are as a musician and what music you make. This album features our regular kind of core band that we tour with, and it represents very much more the live act, the music that you will see on the stage at a concert or at a festival. That band consists of myself and my husband Eamon Dooley from Dublin, playing bouzouki, and our guitarist Tony Byrne from Dublin also, Highland fiddler Duncan Chisholm, and our great friend Martin O'Neill from Glasgow on bowdoin.